Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Brandon Scott in for Sean Pendergast here with Seth Payne. And even though Sean is not here, we're going to give you a little taste of Sean Pendergast. He's on the ground doing some work, doing some pretty good work. All of you guys, I do want to do that real quick, like just to shout out everybody that was in West Virginia this past week. Yourself, Seth, obviously Sean, some of the folks that we follow. I don't want to start calling out everybody because I'm going to forget
somebody.
I'm going to miss somebody. And since I know them all and they all have my phone number, I'm going to forget somebody. And then I'll get a text message, man, you didn't mention me. So I'm just going to mention the guys that's on this show. And then all the rest of y'all that was there, y'all know who y'all are. And we're following y'all. But a really good job, I thought, a really good week in West Virginia of content creation, journalism, all of that. I thought it was really good.
And I will actually, I'm glad you said that, because I'll kind of maybe make a list of everybody who was out there covering the team, because if you want to catch up on some of the play-by-play from the scrimmages and everything, a lot of those guys do a really good job of that. So I'll tweet that out or post that on X a little bit later.
Yeah.
But yeah, Sean especially. Sean had some really good interviews, and they did a good job of putting Sean. Sean's so naturally good with guys like Jalen Petrie when he remembers to turn the microphone on.
Yeah.
And
shout out to Figgy for helping Sean get right with his equipment, because that is part of the reason why this interview that you're about to hear from him and Aziz Al-Shaair. The reason why it sounds as good and as crisp as it does. So
yeah, Sean and I, that's the one thing we struggled with, and thank you to Yingling Flight for sending us there, and Sean basically organized the whole thing. But that we are a couple of 50-year-old guys struggling to make it in the modern media environment where it's very much do-it-yourself with everything.
Yeah.
Sean and I had some nice little glitches this week with simple things like hitting record and being sure the video is still running.
Hey, look, sometimes you got to – it's trial and error, right?
Yeah, it's trial
and error.
Yeah.
And I think it's, you know, it's fine. I think the big thing is that you're trying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I'll criticize is when the old guy gets old and just doesn't want to learn no new tricks and doesn't want to, it's like he just wants to die. It's like, nah, you still here, buddy.
Yeah,
so get with the times.
So I haven't listened to this yet. I'm excited to listen to this.
Yeah, so I am as well. So this is Sean Pendergast, and you could actually find this, I think, on our social media platforms. And by the way, make sure you're following us on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook, the old school social media platforms, if you will, as well. So you can find this in those places as well. But let's listen to this. This is Sean Pendergast in West Virginia at the Greenbrier. And I've forgotten that Aziz is actually more familiar with the Greenbrier than maybe I realized. But here they are talking for about 8-9 minutes or so in West Virginia. Sean Pendergast and your starting linebacker for the Texans, Aziz Alshire.
Hey, it's Sean Pendergast. I'm out here with Texans linebacker Aziz Alshire. Just got done with the last practice here at the Greenbrier. You're going to be sorry to see this Greenbrier go with this weather out here, I'm sure, Aziz, right?
Yeah, no question. I mean, this is my fourth time actually at the Greenbrier.
That's right. Niners made the trip here a few times.
Three times with San Francisco. So it brought back a couple good memories when I was young, you know, 2019 and 2021 and 22. So, yeah, it was good, man. It's always good to come out here. It's in the middle of nowhere, but it's just like, it's all about football, all about bonding with the guys, and that's what we got to do.
I was going to say, middle of nowhere kind of helps. That bonding with the guys thing, I think, feels like that's big. Your head coach is right over here. It feels like that's big with him, is making sure you guys got that camaraderie, right?
Yeah, 100%. I always say it's like when you're in a marriage. You know, it's better to be communicating and constantly in good relationship with each other.
Yeah.
So when issues and stuff come up, you know, because they're going to happen, that you can work through it together. But when nobody's communicating with each other, nobody's talking, and then something happens, and next thing you know, your wife is mad at you, you know, you locked out the house. So we don't want no issues, man. So before we get into the heat of battle, getting into the season, you know, coming out here and being with the guys, it just builds that camaraderie so that when it's the heat of the moment, somebody, so, you know, I might start yelling at somebody, hey, I said line up left, not right.
Yeah.
It's not personal. You know, we know there's an actual connection there, so you don't take it personally.
Yeah. My wife's going to see this video, and she's wife number two, so I know that very, very well. Yeah, I got that down. Aziz Alshire joining me out here live at the Greenbrier. So the defense, you guys, not just here at the Greenbrier, but obviously back in Houston, it feels like you guys are in mid-season form out here. You guys are really, really playing well. How do you feel? I guess assess the performance of the defense so far, 13 practices in.
Yeah, man, it's been good. I think just steadily getting better, and that's what you want to see. Like, obviously, we know we're going to be physical. You know, we know what the whole mentality is, but still at the same time, dialing in, and Meek talked about that, you know, really all this week, all the coaches, just dialing in on the details. It's like, okay, now we're not, it's not the first couple of days. We took the training wheels off.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's really dive into executing the details of our assignment and understanding the situations, you know, just in the games. So we went through different situations throughout this week as well, just to have that football IQ up, you know, because it's not going to just be line up, they're running inside zone, mm-hmm. or, hey, we're just going to run, you know, back to the flat. Like, it's going to, as the season goes, concepts are going to change, and you just want guys to not only be physical but also football savvy, and that's what we're working on.
What you're working on as a defense for you personally, what are you looking to improve upon or work on the most in this camp?
Yeah, I think honestly just that same thing, you know, talking with Coach Billy, my linebacker coach,
mm-hmm.
you know, the biggest thing he told me is like, man, you've seen all the plays, seventh year now in the NFL, you know, I've seen all these concepts and all this stuff, now it's just trusting the technique and not getting so outside of myself, because mm-hmm. there's times where you have that football savviness, that IQ, but also it's like, dang, man, you almost overthought mm-hmm. what it was. So it's like, if you just focus on that one play and just play your technique, you would have made the play, but because you were guessing or, you know, whatever, thinking, oh, I saw this and I thought this, you know, so just eliminating some of that and just really just trusting myself and going to play ball.
We're about to have a helicopter land here in our interview, it feels like. So you were putting in some work out here after practice, which I'm sure is a regular thing for you, and including it looked like you were working on some hand stuff here. Talk about that a little bit. You know, like, I know you guys are swarm and you want to get those turnovers. Is that something you look at that? Like, is that something you want to work on, make sure that those interceptions are coming this
season? Oh, yeah, for sure. I think for me personally, one of the things I was definitely working on this offseason is just catching the ball, man. Mm-hmm. I think when I'm sitting there on a jug machine, like, it's easy to catch a ball when you see it running and coming straight to you.
Yeah.
I think the ones that was harder, especially for defensive players, is you're in coverage.
Yep.
The receiver knows he's getting the ball, but you have no clue.
Yeah.
So you have to turn around and react to the ball quick.
And that's what you were doing over here. Exactly. You're back to the passer, and you were doing the turnaround.
So just working on different ways mm-hmm. of tracking the ball. You know, even I talked about going to Puerto Rico in the offseason with Sting and some of the other guys, and just learning from DBs, who, you know, guys who have great ball ball skills, and we were just doing all different types of drills and stuff like that. So it really definitely something that I want to make sure, like, you know, I dropped 3 interceptions last year. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure every time I get opportunity, I catch them.
That's that was a great story. We shared that story at our show, by the way, when you're talking about going to Stingley's thing. Sure. That was the year before. Talk about that a little bit. You and Henry happened to wind up on the same island with them over in Hawaii. You're like, I'm going to this thing next year.
Literally, like, we were both, me and Henry both happened to be in Hawaii. Henry was there seeing his family. I was spending some time out there as well. And Sting was having, you know, the Cover One camp out there.
Yep.
But they were just on the other side of the island. And me and Henry got together. We ended up being literally like 5 minutes away from each other randomly. So we worked out the whole time together. And then we see the guys are there. We're like, bro, like, we got to make sure, you know, we go next year. So that was a big thing that I wanted to make sure I did. And so I made sure I talked to Big Sting, and we made sure we got it.
Is that the mentality? I mean, you came into the league undrafted, right? Coming into the league. I mean, that's – and so now here you are. You're attacking pass coverage, you know, that kind of thing. Is that the mentality you've had since coming into the league undrafted, that you always have something to improve upon?
100%. It's so crazy because being in San Francisco, the guys that I played with, you know, my vet was Quan Alexander and Malcolm Smith, and then my peers, you know, Fred was a year older than me and Dre Greenlaw, but me and Dre coming in together and kind of like, that was my brother. Fred was like the big older brother that was like, you know, right there in the same age group with us. So the three of us specifically just always challenge each other every day to get better. And you would just see, like, when you watch across the league and you get to meet up with other linebackers and you hear their habits or you hear things that they are or maybe aren't doing, you're just like, like, that's that's a little different from how we're used to doing things, because we always pushed each other like to the highest standard. So me coming here, that's just all I knew. So, you know, even with bringing that same mentality that D'Amico taught us and coming here and trying to give that same energy to the guys in my room now, just constantly trying to pursue greatness and keep getting better, because, like you said, every year you're going to have to improve on something. Eventually, the league's going to pass all of us by.
Yep.
But if you want to be a guy who consistently is in the league and not just in it, but actually doing it and at a high level, you have to be pushing the envelope to get better.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
So 2019 was your first year, right?
Yes, sir.
2019 was your first year. So D'Amico was the linebackers coach at that time.
Coach, yes,
so you're an undrafted free agent, so you get to choose where you go.
Yes,
obviously, that's a benefit to that. How much did you know about D'Amico Ryans before you chose to go to San
Francisco? Oh, yeah. I knew about D'Amico because my family was Philadelphia Eagles fans.
Okay.
So I watched him when he was in Philly.
Yeah.
But as far as really the determining factor that made me go out there was Chris Kiffin, who was the D-line assistant coach out there, and he was my defensive coordinator at FAU.
Okay.
So he was.
So was Lane Kiffin your head coach at FAU? Okay, there you go.
I was just funny because him and John Lynch, they made a bet, and they said, "Listen, Chris bet him $1,000 that I'd make the team if I signed there." And John bet him that I wouldn't make it. So I never forget all the time. John, whenever we see each other, he always brings that up. He's like, "Man, you know, I'm so proud of you, man. I still owe Chris $1,000 for that bet." It's the funniest thing.
I thought you were going to say, owe John $1,000?
No, John owes Chris $1,000, man. Hey, Chris, make sure you still collect. I don't think he ever paid that money.
That's great.
I mean, it was one of those things where it was like, you know, Chris is banging on the table for me, and everybody will tell you, you know, he believed in me to go there. And when I get there, you know, 5 months post ACL, didn't do none of OTAs. Yeah. Quan Alexander, who I just talked about, was a vet, my vet, and still a big brother to me. Yeah. He was rehabbing his ACL at the same time as well. And so I remember the first day at training camp, you know, Quan, we're both getting back at the same time. So I'm like, oh, we're just easing in. Quan is obviously a starter. He just signed a $50 million contract. Yep. We had 10 linebackers. I remember I was literally the 10th linebacker on the depth chart. So you got Mike Samwell, and then you.
At
the bottom.
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting there like, I don't know how. I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know what I got to do.
Yeah.
I'm just going to work every day, and that's what I did.
And you made the team. Did you feel like when it was coming down to cut down time back then that you were going to make the team, or were you surprised? Do you remember what your emotions were that day?
Honestly, I always believed in myself.
Yeah.
But you just never know. It's the NFL, and I'm a rookie, so I wasn't going to act like I knew everything or anything like that. And I remember D'Amico, when we had the team party, him and Coach Salo were like, "Man, we knew you made the team after the second preseason game. But, you know, you just never know, so we didn't want to tell you." I'm like, "Well, damn, I should have said something." You know, I was freaking out, so I was grateful for sure. The thing is, what you realize is they don't tell you you made the team. They just tell you if you didn't. So
right.
When you don't hear nothing, you just look around like.
You're just hoping to not get a phone call day, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's great. All right, hey, before we wrap up, how excited are you to, I don't know who's going to play on Saturday, you know, against Minnesota, if ones are going to play or whatever, but how excited are you at some point to just go smack somebody in another uniform?
Man, it's just exciting. I mean, we had a great couple practices out here. And you see it gets chippy back and forth, and guys are competing at a high level, but you definitely like – look forward to playing against somebody else that's not your teammate, so that you don't have to be so like, "Oh, let me make sure I don't hit him and he falls on the ground."
No,
like,
more thud. We get to drag guys
so
there.
I think it's funny because even me today, there was a play where I was running and I hit the running back, but I like hit him. I could have wrapped him up, and my mama, if I wrap him up, he might have fell.
Yeah.
Meek's like, "Hey, man, work your rep. And I'm just like, yes, sir. Because in my mind, I'm like, if I wrap him, he's going to drop. I'm going to drop him.
Yeah.
So it's just like that constant back and forth where you got to find the fine line of pushing it and not. So when you get to go out there and just tackle, you know what it's like
very
to tackle,
liberating,
so just go do it. Exactly.
Yeah. Yes, good stuff. Azeez Al-Shaair, Texans linebacker. Let's flash those H's up for the video right there. That's good stuff, man.
So that's Azeez Al-Shaair, Texans linebacker, with Sean Pendergast out there at the Greenbrier in West Virginia. And as he mentioned, his fourth time. I didn't realize that the 49ers had gone as many times as they had, especially while he was there. But, yeah, that's his fourth time there.
Yeah, that part about working on tackling, that's one of the hardest things where, you know, our listeners know, I've hammered that one of the things that really could put this defense over the top into becoming, I feel like an historically elite defense is the tackling. It's simply the tackling. And I'd asked D'Amico about that in one of the press conferences. There is a matter of emphasizing tackling technique in a situation where you can't actually tackle. So much of it is about the approach and just fitting exactly right, but then doing it just enough that you don't take the guy down. It's a matter of emphasis, because nobody tackles regularly in practice in the NFL, and they really haven't since the 1970s or so. So it's the teams that really focus on that, and it takes a lot of vigilance by the coaches and the players themselves.
Seth, literally hold this thought, because I'm always interested in how you guys practice tackling, given exactly what, because you're always wanting to say, yes, you can practice it. And like, I just don't get it, you know? So I want to talk with you a little bit more about that, and we can react on the other side to that Azeez Al-Shaair interview with Sean Pendergast. Brandon Scott in for Sean, here with Seth Payne, coming right back on the Azeez Al-Shaair interview. We'll react to that next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.